from the 39. Ben Lieber is with Adrian Peterson.
That's right, guys. Again, AP here. AP, let's evaluate the offense today. First-team offense, slow to start, but then they come out with a 97-yard touchdown drive. How did you see it today?
You know, we had a great opportunity to practice against these guys, so we knew coming out was going to be tough and getting going. You know, they made plays in that first series, and that kind of slowed us up, but we was able to bounce back, come back with the 97-yard drive, and, you know, things been moving smoothly since.
Did you feel like the offensive line sort of settled down there? Teddy had some time to actually step up in the pocket and deliver that strike.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it was. Once the offensive line got settled, he was able to get back there, feel more comfortable, and deliver the ball where he needed to.
So they added some new pieces with Alex Boone, shuffled some guys around. Those guys are going to be key for you this year. Now, a little over 1,000 yards, and you're going to pass the likes of Jim Brown and Marcus Allen and Marshall Faulk. You know, what's it mean when you hear something like that with those sort of names that you could surpass?
Yeah, it's incredible, man. It's, you know, it's humbling to be in that position to pass those guys. You know, guys that I looked up to, guys that inspired me. You know, so I'm doing everything I can to make sure I'm keeping my body ready and those guys up front happy.
You know, it's been kind of evident today. A lot of the coaches are throughout training camp been talking about Jerick McKinnon's inclusion in this offense. Mm-hmm. He's going to get some more carries. And they may ask you to get more snaps out of shotgun running the football. Has that been challenging for you? And if it has, why is that challenging for a guy like you to get a handoff out of shotgun?
You know, it's something that I've never been used to. But, you know, last year getting involved in offense with the shotgun, just getting more comfortable and being more patient. So that's really the biggest thing for me, just being more patient, getting in the groove, letting those guys up front do their things, and then picking and choosing, you know, my hole. But with Jerick McKinnon, you know, he has so much talent. And he's so versatile, you have to find a way to get him on the field.
All right, man, appreciate your time as always. Best of luck. And you look pretty good. You look all right. You look healthy.
I try to, man. I'm trying to keep up with you. You know?